As we come and prepare for this time of prayer, there are some joys that I'd like to share and some concerns. People who are asking, needing, and wanting our prayers. But first, the joys. Stephen Jurenko completed another revolution around the sun today. That means that Stephen had a birthday. Let's. I said to Stephen earlier, I said, "Oh, you're becoming chronologically advanced." Another joy is from Lorene Ahrens and her family. They want to wish everyone here, all members and friends of St. John's, you know, just a huge thank you for the generosity of love and spirit that was shared last week as this community celebrated Lorene's 95th birthday. And a special thank you to Amy Faga, who with the hospitality team just did a great job hosting all the, you know, the meet and greet and the celebration that followed. Dr. Tim Ahrens, who was here last week to share the message and teach about his book. Also, he's grateful for Pastor Addie and Andrew for the ways in which they made it possible and supported him being here. So, a huge thank you from the Ahrens family. And finally, Shelley Longcoy. She was here for the 8 o'clock service. She's very excited because she's going to a wedding today. Her nephew is getting married, and she's really excited about this day and being at this wedding, which I understand is near Kutztown. We also have concerns. We also have people whose lives we're familiar with and whose struggles we hold, as does God. And the first is we want to hold Ben and Carol Hamill in prayer. Their brother-in-law, Vern Moyer, passed away this week. Sumiko Borim's father, Charles, will be having surgery on Friday, and so we hold Charles and Sumiko in our prayers. I want you to know that the services for Mary Lou Schultz, who was a member very active here, will be private. And we're reminded that memorial contributions to Mary Lou Schultz can be made to Manna on Main Street. We want to offer our prayers for Marjorie Mastin as she recovers from surgery. And certainly want to keep in our thoughts and prayers Linda Horst, who has gone through a series of heart procedures and certainly is on her way to convalescence. And we think of Leroy as well and hold him in our heart and prayers. So there is a world that is so full of joy and so full of surprise and wonder and beauty, and yet this same world contains pain and suffering, struggle and challenge. And it is all of that that we now bring to God in prayer.
Please join me in the spirit of prayer. God of all grace, our mighty creator, you have brought us some wonderful blessings into our lives. You bestowed us with amazing talents, bodies capable of incredible things, accomplishments, and much to show for those accomplishments. Looking at all we can do and have done, it's easy to feel larger than life. So thank you for reminding us to stay life-sized and humble. It can be easy to fill our lives with things that matter to us and plans of our own making, so please help us, God, to make plenty of room in our lives for you to work through us, and help us all to be the blessing and spread the love to all we meet. Help us to see past ourselves in our lives so that we can see others and be with them through good times and bad. Help us not to miss any of the moments that make up life. We pray for those struggling with a difficult situation, those who are suffering, those who feel alone or even just unnoticed. We pray for those experiencing loss, illness, uncertainty. Whenever we suffer, help us to remember that the mighty hand of God will always restore, establish, and strengthen us. God, you are always with us and support us with your abounding love. Help us to do this for others and to be with them. Help our prayers to reach Ben and Carol Hemmel and the family of Vern Moyer. Help our prayers to reach Linda and Leroy Horst, the family of Mary Lou Schultz, Marjorie Mastin, and Charles Borium. In all of our lives, there is someone who could use the blessings of God's grace, so let us also be with them now in prayer. Let us be close to one another, and let the light of God's love shine through all of us, keep us grounded, and keep us connected to each other as we spread your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
One of the privileges of being a person of faith is this ability that we have to contribute to this incredible mission that God has undertaken on our behalf for our planet. You are a part of that mission. You are a part of that healing and that wholeness. And so we offer our gifts to God, knowing they will be used well. Let us now receive our morning offering. Just a reminder, I'm going to ask for you to remain standing following the closing hymn for our choral benediction. Let us pray. O God, who is the creator and sustainer of the universe, we offer these gifts in confidence of your resurrection love, knowing that your grace fills every corner of our world and your love explodes. Take these gifts, use them widely and lovingly. We offer them to you with our deepest gratitude. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.